Beyond the Opposition. A Field Note by Sayer Jai. Scalar Flower, August 5th, 2026. Beyond the Opposition. The wheel gives you plenty to say. Mercury opposite Saturn at 173 degrees. Mercury opposite Neptune at 172.6 degrees. Mars opposite Pluto at 175 degrees. Moon square Jupiter, Sun square Uranus, Venus square Mars. If you handed me this chart cold in 1990, I would have talked for an hour about a mind at war with its own authority. The field says something different. The hub is 0.92, third percentile, 10 bodies, and their resultant is nearly nothing. The three oppositions do not stack, they sit at scattered angles and cancel one another out. The magnitude of M2 lands at 0.235, 32nd percentile. There is no axis, a real quantity. Where the structure lives, the magnitude of M5 equals 0.433, the magnitude of M4 equals 0.328, both well above his second. The leading harmonic is the fifth, not the second. The modality is diffuse. Calculation, Da Vinci, the second harmonic calculation. The result, M2 equals 0.235, 32nd percentile. A man with no single axis has nothing to organize his life around and no reason to finish anything. He has instead a fivefold and fourfold field, many centers, none of them commanding. That is not a description of conflict. It is a description of a mind that could hold anatomy and hydraulics and the shading of a mouth in the same afternoon and could not be made to choose. The classical reading gave me a tormented man. The field gives me a man who was never in one argument long enough to be tormented by it. Nelson Mandela. 18 July 1918, M. Viso lawyer, prisoner, president. Zero oppositions, two squares, and a second harmonic in the 74th percentile with a threefold at the 91st. This is the chart that would have bored me, not one opposition inside 8 degrees, two squares, both loose, moon square Mercury off by 4.1 degrees, otherwise trines and sextiles, the aspects we call easy. A working astrologer flips past this page. The field does not flip past. Hub 5.58, 72nd percentile, a genuinely gathered chart. And underneath it, the magnitude of M2 equals 0.42 at the 74th percentile and the magnitude of M3 equals 0.468 at the 91st. The second and third harmonics are both strong and the third is stronger, a real quantity. Where did a loud second harmonic come from with no oppositions to build it? From the squares and sextiles, phase aligned. Mars sextile Saturn at 57.5 degrees, Mercury sextile Mars at 56.4 degrees, the Moon-Mercury square, these fold onto a common axis at the second harmonic. The wheel scores them as minor, the arithmetic does not care what we call them, an architecture. Calculation, Mandela, the second harmonic calculation. The result, M2 equals 0.42, 74th percentile. A strong axis with no hard aspects on it is a tension that is load-bearing rather than adversarial, two poles held apart on purpose instead of grinding. And above it, a threefold at the 91st percentile, not two things fighting but three things standing. Prisoner, negotiator, president. The wheel had no language for a man whose defining structure was that he could hold opposites without breaking, because the wheel only knows how to score opposites when they are at war. David Bowie. 8 January 1947, Brixton Ziggy, Aladdin Sane, the Thin White Duke, and a man called David Jones. Same classical profile as Mandela, zero oppositions, two squares. Same verdict from the field, bipolar, completely different life. Put Bowie's wheel beside Mandela's and a classical reading struggles to separate them. Zero oppositions each, two squares each, trines, sextiles, nothing screaming. The field separates them instantly, and this is the part I find most useful because it separates them on where the structure sits, not how much of it there is. Bowie, hub 3.3, 33rd percentile, modest gathering, but the magnitude of M2 equals 0.449, 80th percentile, and it is the leading harmonic, the second harmonic tops his spectrum outright. The modality is bipolar, a real quantity. Mandela's second harmonic was strong but subordinate, his first and third were both above it. Bowie's second harmonic is the chart, a twofold structure with a weak center. Calculation, Bowie the second harmonic calculation. The result, M2 equals 0.449, 80th percentile, leading harmonic. Two poles and no strong hub to anchor them is the geometry of a man who could be fully one thing and then fully another, and never had a fixed center pulling him back. Mandela had the same twofold axis with a first harmonic above it. The poles were held by something. Bowie's were not, and he made 40 years of work out of that freedom. Same architecture. One built a country, one built a wardrobe of selves. The geometry says what the shape is. It does not say what you will do with it. Bob Marley. 6 February 1945, 9 Mile singer, and something closer to a preacher. Hub in the 1.5 percentile, the lowest here, 15 classical aspects, and a sixth harmonic at 0.581, the tallest single number in this set. Marley's wheel is crowded, 3 oppositions, 2 squares, 5 trines, 5 sextiles. Venus opposite Neptune at 177.8 degrees, nearly exact. Venus square Saturn at 90.5 degrees, nearly exact. Uranus sextile Pluto at 59.8 degrees, exact to 2/10 of a degree. A rich page. And his hub is 0.6, first and a half percentile. Of 20,000 charts, almost none are less gathered. The magnitude of M2 is 0.201, 24th percentile. Those 3 oppositions cancel almost perfectly. A real quantity. Where the structure is, the 6th harmonic, at the magnitude of M6 equals 0.581, the tallest number in this whole set. The modality is trilobed from the lower moments. The 6-fold is the loudest thing in the chart, in architecture. Calculation, Marley, the 6th harmonic calculation. The result, M6 equals 0.581, leading harmonic, the 6th harmonic. 6-fold structure is what you get when the field divides evenly and repeatedly rather than splitting into camps. No center to defend, no axis to fight along, a pattern that returns to itself 6 times around. I do not know what to do with that except notice that his music does the same thing, a figure that repeats and repeats and gets larger by repeating, and belongs to no one because it has no center to be owned from. Nikola Tesla. 10 July 1856, Smilgen alternating current, and a room at the New Yorker. 6 hard aspects, 5 of them squares, the magnitude of M2 at the 18th percentile. The tension the wheel sees does not exist in the field. 5 squares, Moon square Venus at 89.2 degrees, Sun square Mars at 91.1 degrees, Jupiter square Saturn at 87 degrees, Saturn sextile Pluto exact to the degree. On the wheel, this is a man under pressure from 5 directions, and the biography obliges, the patents, the feuds, the pigeons, the hotel room. But the magnitude of M2 is 0.174, 18th percentile. 5 squares and almost no twofold structure because they point in 5 different directions and sum to nearly zero. His hub is respectable at 4.79. His 4th harmonic is 0.522 and leads the spectrum, a real quantity. He and Da Vinci arrive at the same verdict, diffuse, no axis, structure in the higher folds from opposite directions. Da Vinci had a near-empty hub with a busy wheel. Tesla has a solid hub with a busy wheel. Neither has an axis. Calculation, Tesla the 2nd harmonic calculation. The result, M2 equals 0.174, 18th percentile. 4-fold with a real center and no axis reads to me as a man with a strong single drive and 4 separate ways of expressing it, none of which resolve into a fight he could win. Da Vinci had no center and never finished. Tesla had a center and finished so completely that the finished thing outgrew him and left him behind. The wheel called both of them conflicted. Neither was. They were unresolvable, which is a different condition, and the field can see the difference. What the counting misses. Line up the 5 and the failure of counting is stark. The 2 charts with the fewest hard aspects have the strongest twofold structure. The 3 with the most have the weakest. In this set, the relationship is inverted, a real quantity. Let me be careful here because this is exactly the kind of moment where I would want someone to check me. 5 charts is not a population study. I am not claiming that hard aspect counts anticorrelate with the magnitude of M2 in general. I have not run that test, and if I did, I would expect a weak positive relationship with enormous scatter. What these 5 show is that the scatter is large enough to swallow the signal at the level of an individual reading. That is the claim, and it is enough. Because the reason is not statistical, it is geometric. An aspect count is a scalar. A harmonic is a vector sum. 3 oppositions on a shared axis and 3 oppositions scattered around the circle give the same count in opposite structures. The wheel throws away the phase and keeps the tally. That is the information loss, and no amount of interpretive skill recovers it, because it was discarded before the interpretation began. 40 years of practice made me faster at reading the tally. it could not make me see what the tally had already thrown away. What this does not mean. It does not mean the tradition was wrong. Every aspect I found in these five charts is really there. Mercury really is opposite Saturn in Da Vinci's chart within 7 degrees. The tradition's observations are observations. It does not mean the harmonics are validated as meaning. The geometry is a real quantity computed, invariant under house system and zodiac and Ionamsa, reproducible by anyone with an ephemeris. The identification of harmonics with aspect families is an architecture, it follows from the arithmetic. Everything I said about what a fourfold field means for a life is an offered interpretation, offered and nothing more. I picked five charts whose biographies I already knew. That is illustration, not evidence, and if you want to hold me to a standard, hold me to that one. And it does not mean I have stopped reading Wheels. I read one this morning. What it means is narrower and, to me, larger. The opposition was never the top of the structure. It was the second harmonic of something with at least six, and for 40 years I mistook one layer for the whole building because it was the only layer my language had a word for. When I finally saw Da Vinci's 11 aspects sitting on a third percentile hub, the thing I felt was not that I had been wrong. It was that I had been reading one line of a score and calling it the music.